7:41, we will reopen the meeting, and our attorney, Andy Panasco, has changed the name for you. Which you, oh, you're in trouble then. Okay, do you want to bring us back to open session?
Sure, so the Town Discovery Bay Community Services District will reconvene into open session. All members were present during the entirety of the closed session. There's no reportable action.
Thank you. And with that, I just have one question. What is the update on the Beaver Dam on Newport?
Okay, so yes, it is a beaver dam. That's what's causing all that water. We have contacted the county to inform the property owner to take that down. So once I realize they're sending a pretty, I would say, aggressive note to have them take action on that and take down the beaver dam, contact Fish and Wildlife, or is it Fish and
Fishing Game?
Now, or Fish and Game? You said Fish and Game, it's Fish and Wildlife.
Oh, yeah.
And so to...
Is the water posing a threat to our facility?
It is not. We are raised up right now,
so
no.
Then do we care about the beaver dam?
Well...
I mean, you say you're sending a letter asking to be removed and...
No, we're not sending a letter.
The county is.
Not us, the county is. So the county is going to contact the property owner. They're going to send a letter, tell them to take care of it. And then hopefully that will resolve the issue.
If I may, one of the other reasons is it's not just the effect on our property. The county's concerned because that beaver dam blocks the drainage ditch that then would back up onto Bixler and even parts of Marsh Creek. So it presents a flood risk to residents in other parts downstream or upstream from the beaver dam. So.
Okay, but they will ensure that no beavers are injured, right?
Yes, I hope.
Are you making Dina testify to that?
I hope.
Okay, there you go.
Yes,
okay,
not
all right.
A town action.
And with that, board, anything else? Okay, 7:43, we'll adjourn the meeting.